Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's episode 106 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. Our first real episode of September. And here we are, a week out of rookie camp and mourning the loss of the great, not as great as Donald Fagan, but still pretty great, Walter Becker of Steely Dan. One of my favorite bands to get really pissed drunk to and throw up. It's Drew Papsky here. I got Jeff DeAngelis and Doyle. As always, just us three again. And let's just take a moment to reflect on the greatness that is Steely Daniel.
Think about Steely Dan post Flyers outside game in February. Closed down that Moose Lodge.
Oh, that's right. I put, like, someone gave me money, I think, and I just put it all on Steely Dan. It was like, oh, Steely here's 20 Dan, bucks, all in black, baby.
Drinking $2 drafts.
When you throw up listening to Steely Dan, is it... drinking scotch whiskeys all night long.
Yeah, because I can't die behind the wheel because I usually hide my keys, so I don't think I made a mistake.
It's because you're not doing it right. You didn't try hard enough.
Well, I thought you guys would miss me, so never done it. So, yeah.
Jeff obviously doesn't.
No.
The rock and roll world was rocked by the news on Sunday morning as we all approached on the last of our Labor Day weekend. But, yeah, so there's that for you. Nice, really uplifting way to bring up the podcast. We're going to play a sad song.
All right, and that's all we've got this week, so thanks for listening.
Yeah, and there's my old school, because, you know, school's starting all around the United States. Has been starting for a while, but most of the Northeast people are finally getting back to school, which means some of us are getting back to work.
I know, what a shame.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's about time, you piece of garbage.
Hey! I've actually been a pretty fucking big piece of garbage this...
Yeah, you probably feel so shitty because
you're going
through withdrawal.
Especially the last, like, 3 weeks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The last 3 weeks, try a month. I was in New Orleans. I was coming home from New Orleans a month ago, and that's when it all started. I mean, you have New Orleans, a Roger Waters concert, Jimmy Buffett concert, a trip to D.C., a couple fantasy football drafts, and a couple summer parties thrown in there.
I like how fantasy football draft is a reason to drink.
Yeah, did you ever...
You know, and then that one time I was making a grilled cheese, so I got drunk by myself. And another time, my clothes were in the wash.
I don't think you've ever done a fantasy football draft, Jeff, when
yeah.
you have all your friends over and they're all talking shit.
Oh, no, I don't have friends.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent.
That's why I asked that. I rest my case, Your Honor.
I just put it on auto draft and then I let the computer take care of it.
Mm. Yeah, see, you're no fun.
You should get an auto blow machine. So, yeah.
Like a sex robot?
It's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, so...
without the nice intricacies of... Actually, what they look like. It's just like the bear robot.
It looks like an old Oryk.
Yeah.
I'm David Oryk here. This is my great vacuum.
It's just a long metal
tube.
It
looks like fucking Johnny Five. Remember that?
Yeah, it looks like a robot.
At least make it look like the housekeeper from the Jetsons.
Yeah, like Rosie.
That's your blow machine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it looks like Wally, kind of.
Oh, you just saved... You just
or
saved
Screech's from robot from awkward, Saved by the Bell.
Awkward silence. Jeff just looked at me like, did you really just repeat what I said? Yes, I did. And, yeah, so not much in Flyers news. September 13th, though, so a week from today, a week from the recording date of this, single game tickets will be on sale. And we'll also be at the Flyers-Islanders rookie game at Wells Fargo Center, so look out for us. I will try not to imbibe too much, but
yeah, we're gonna make you drive, so you'll be responsible.
Wouldn't it be way more better for the show if I just
way more better?
Oh my god!
All right, Doyle, you can drive.
Guy goes back to school one day and can't remember how to speak. All of a sudden,
no,
I'm going through withdrawal. I feel like shit all day.
So shaky. I need it.
I've been drank since Monday.
If you don't count the Jameson I put in my coffee, I haven't drank since Monday.
If you don't count 2 in the morning finishing a beer listening to Frank Sinatra eating the leftover hamburger bun with a piece of cheese melted on it because you have no more burgers.
Wait, was that Monday?
Wait, you did that last night?
It was Monday into Tuesday.
I was going to say, because you were up last night playing Destiny, right?
Yes, I was. So
yeah,
I figured,
so okay, so I thought that could have been last night too. You're just like, food.
Well, Destiny 2
cheese
came
bun.
Out. Destiny 2 came out at midnight, and I was like, I haven't played a midnight launch like for a game probably.
Yeah, because you're an adult.
Well,
that's what he's going to replace his addiction with.
I'll just get
he's
fatter.
He's going to get addicted to video games.
Put on 50 pounds again.
Oh my god, dude, these fake fucking numbers.
News? Oh, numbers, yeah. So, It's like, Jeff didn't even start with his fan fiction yet. What are you calling him out for?
There's not a lot of fan fiction this week.
Yeah, but
there is.
Only a little bit.
I thought it'd be maybe prudent tonight to review
Dear
maybe
prudent.
At some point some of the Flyers have left us. They won't be seeing.
Okay.
We'll probably get to that later. We'll see how we feel about
I mean,
it. And single game tickets, I guess the Lindros tickets will be a shitload of money and sell out really quick.
We can do
week.
A quick rundown of CSN Philly.
Are they becoming available next week?
To
us plebeians?
Single
game
games,
tickets,
right?
Yeah, next the 13th.
Yeah, so we should probably look into that.
Yeah.
Anyway, CSN Philly has one article about the Flyers' young defense, one article about Shane Gostisbehere, and one article about Nolan Patrick.
And
who
wrote these?
Boric wrote the Patrick one, where basically he said that Hextall said it's definitely possible Brandon Nolan Patrick could go back to Brandon.
The Wheat Kings?
Right. So, like, he said this is the same thing last year about Provorov and Konechny. So, like, John Boric, shut up.
But I think he doesn't want to amp the guy up. He wants to see how he plays.
Oh, yeah, that
at
too.
At least those subject matters sound more fun to talk about than
right,
what
well,
Philly.com's got going on.
So, John Boric also wrote the Shane Gostisbehere
one.
Wait,
John Boric?
Oh.
What did he say?
That Nolan Patrick could go back to Brandon.
Wait till you hear these topics from Philly.com, Jeff.
Oh, hold on. All right, so Shane Gostisbehere couldn't have asked for a better offseason by John Boric. Basically, that Ghost had the full offseason to work, and he put on more muscle and upper body strength, and he's ready to – he should be better along the boards. So that's that article. And then the young defense article is just like, oh, my God, the Flyers have so much youth, and we don't know who's going to make the lineup, but we think that Hag might, but then, you know – Sanheim could or whatever. So there's that article, and then Chris Vandevelde's gone. So
did Boric write all these?
Tom Docherty wrote the Flyers okay. defense one. So that's it. That's the rundown. That's all we need to cover.
Of CSN Philly.
Everything else is just kind of fluff nonsense.
Philly.com is worse.
Okay.
It's like one article was like, don't call it a rebuild. And it was all about Ron Hextall.
Oh, right. Yeah. Hextall said that
rebuild.
He doesn't want to. Yeah, well, he didn't call it a rebuild last year either. But
and then the other two articles were
yeah.
like about Scott Laughton and fucking Matt Reed.
Oh, well, that's what how they're going to be big hogs in the offense?
Yeah. Matt Reed about losing weight. So
Flyers Laughton.
So he can keep up with the youngins.
Oh, it's Carcetti, naturally. Flyers Laughton out to prove he belongs. Yeah, I'm not even going to read the rest of the article. Figures to battle rookie Mike Vecchione for a roster spot. I mean, that's true.
First overall pick, Mike Vecchione. The,
yeah, I thought
the
Mike
stud
Vecchione
third line
was,
center.
Yeah.
Matt Reed tries to regain old form.
I thought he was
combating
Drew for 1C.
Flyers' Sam Morin uses Disney words as motivation.
Disney words?
Yeah, I think
all
he got a tattoo from something. The past can
hurt. A dream
hurt.
Is a wish your heart makes.
Oh my God, what is he, a 16-year-old girl? The past can hurt, but you can either run from it or learn from it.
What movie is it from?
Ew.
Strongly based on a classic Disney movie, Rafiki from The Lion King.
Okay. I mean...
That's stupid, though. What are you, a 16-year-old girl?
Did he get on his rib cage and, like, stretch right and, like,
gonna,
this too shall pass?
Yeah, are you going to get, like, that, don't come here on your back?
You're gonna get the word Bella tattooed in the instep of your foot? Oh, my God.
Get,
hacky
like,
tattoos. I got a rose on my foot. I got an ankle of my grandmother. Yeah,
I got a rose on my foot because I didn't want to put
you
it on my
lower
back.
You got an ankle of your grandmother?
Yeah, and now the under, like the...
It's got a really wrinkly part of my skin.
The side, like under boob tattoo is a big thing now.
That's what I'm saying. This too shall pass in the rib cage.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Like you see
if you
that.
Can read this, I'm on my side, you know?
It's like, I'll be on your side.
Yeah, I'll be on your side. Anyway, that's it. That's really all we got going on. I'm not going to waste your time with that. Big news is, guys.
But Sam Morin, I hope, doesn't make the team now.
Will Matt Duchene show up to Colorado Avalanche camp?
How much does he get fined for not showing up?
I don't know. Probably worth more to him than not showing up.
You probably should have looked that up before you brought this up, Jeff.
No, the question is, are they going to trade him now? And are the Flyers going to sign both him and David Pastrnak?
They're not going to sign David Pastrnak. Stop trying it.
As of this recording, I do not believe Pastrnak has signed in Boston, though.
He hasn't.
Oh, there you go. See, the door's still open.
Yeah, but you're going to have to trade, like... you're going to have to trade a bunch of good things for him.
Right. And now, this is my serious question. So, you look at what Holmgren did to the team, and you're like, man, those contracts were super shitty. Like, Holmgren was a terrible GM. Hextall's, like, finally righting the ship. And then you look at, like... how bad Joe Sakic messed up the Avalanche situation and how bad Ken Holland messed up the Red Wings.
Yeah, like, Ken Holland, oh my God.
Was Paul Holmgren really that bad, or was he just giving out bad contracts because he just really wanted to win?
I hate all of these dramatic things.
I really hate these new standards. No, but did you see?
If you guys don't like it, you can take it and shove it.
So, like, Ken Holland has no cap situation and had to let that Athanasiou walk, or he's going to go back to the KHL. Like, Athanasiou was good. He was fast and could score. And the Red Wings didn't, I don't even think they offered to
him. I heard about him. He used to call him running around Athanasiou. Hey.
So anyway, is he, that guy's going to go back to the KHL, and like the Red Wings are like in a cap management hell right now, apparently. Like, I didn't really look into it, but I read from like the comment section from like Red Wings fans.
Who the hell's eating up cap on that team besides like Zetterberg?
They signed like Franz Nielsen, got
that
a lot of money.
Still? No, they sold it to trade.
I don't know, but like they, like Jimmy Howard's eating up a lot of money, and like they have like three heck? Big players to sign next year.
Can we keep this show at a PG level? Call cap heck instead of hell.
Can we see Rocco's modern life? Welcome to heck.
That's what we're gonna go that route of the show in honor of Rocco's modern life.
So anyway, I guess my question was Holmgren really shitty, or did we just not?
Holmgren had his ups and downs.
Yeah, and like, did the contracts Holmgren give out, like
contracts
that gives out?
Like, look at Mike Richards' contract right now.
Well, yeah, that looks really bad.
Look at,
but that's
the
only because he
Ilya Bryzgalov contract he handed out.
That was forced by Snyder, though. I feel like
I was playing on the dead guy. Good one, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it was.
Look at the Andrew McDonald contract.
Look at this horse.
Look at this horse. The Red Wings have a lot of money tied up.
Look at the Giroux contract.
Would you say Justin Abdelkader is good or worse than Wayne Simmons?
Worse.
He makes $4.25 million until 2021.
I mean, he's a good like top nine player, but I don't watch Red Wings enough, but I never. Yeah. I mean, what's his?
Franz Nielsen makes 5.2. Zetterberg makes 6. Tatermitz makes 5.3. They're still paying Johan Franzen until 2020. He's making $4 million.
Yeah, Abdelkader last season had 21 points, and he's 30.
Darren Helm gets $4 million. Gustav Nyquist, 4.7. Mike Green's on the books for this year, $6
million. Mike Green?
Yep.
Ugh.
Remember the Caps all thought he was the shit?
They signed Trevor Daly for 3.1. So, yeah, I get it. Like, looking at the Red Wings.
Trevor Daly had a good playoff, though, last year.
Yeah, but
Penguins had a lot.
$3 million? Their other defensemen are Cronwall, DeKeyser, Green, and Erickson.
Wasn't Daly part of their shutdown pair?
Daly's?
Trip
no, I don't
Daly.
Think he was. Was he? I feel
he's,
like he was playing
good
like
for them.
I don't know. And then Jimmy Howard,
like
5'2".
Defensemen.
So yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't Brooks Orpik still play for them? And
like him and Olli
Paul
Mata.
Martin.
Him and Olli Mata are the only two guys I can remember.
Olli Mata.
Because
Olli Mata.
Letang didn't play in the playoffs, right?
No, no, Stroker Ace did not play.
He hasn't played in a while.
His back hurt or something.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, what was the point of this again?
Oh, was Paul Holmgren really a bad GM, or do we just hate him because we're Flyers fans?
Interesting.
God damn it.
Is that it?
Are you going to offer something, or are you just going to
play
dramatic
sounds? Yeah,
are you just
going to play noises?
Is it?
Fuck.
At least play a different one. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I really like that one. It's really short and sweet to the point. You really don't like it, though?
No.
Why not?
Did you just get them for free? Is that why?
I like them.
Jesus.
Where?
Damn it.
I'm tired today.
I see that.
But, I don't know, like, if you look at some of the great trades he made, you have, obviously, getting Braden Coburn.
Ville Leino.
Hawknose, of course,
yeah,
yes.
Ville Leino. You have trading for...
Also, not signing Ville Leino. That's very smart.
Yeah.
Very prudent move by Homer.
Scott Hartnell and
he rebuilt the team in less than a year by using free agency and trading away older assets and getting newer ones.
He did.
That were in their
but
prime.
What did we trade originally for Hartnell and Teemunen?
Forsberg.
Yeah, was it Forsberg and Perron? No, was it free agents that they signed?
Oh, we traded Forsberg and we got picks, and then I think we flipped some of those picks back to them to get the rights to Teemunen and Hartnell.
Yeah, yeah, I want to say they traded Forsberg for like a King's ransom, and they got
they traded Forsberg
Ryan
for like
Perron,
picks,
oh
or,
my God.
Picks or something, and then Nashville was like, "Fuck, we need our picks back," and then they gave us.
All right,
Hartnell
so during Flyers took matters in their own hand, trading for unrestricted free agent defenseman Kimmo Teemunen and Scott Hartnell, both agreed to 6-year deals. The Predators got back the first round pick, number 23 overall, that came to the Flyers last winter during the Peter Forsberg deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember something like that. It was a pretty big deal what they did with the Predators. And we used to trade with them all the time, and then we offered sheet at Shea Weber and never again.
Until the end this season, the Flyers will be trading Claude Giroux for Pekka Rinne. Just kidding.
The end of this article, Timmy P threw in the Flyers are going to salary arbitration with restricted free agent defenseman Joni Pitkinen.
Oh.
The last time they rushed a defenseman into the lineup.
That poor guy.
Oh, yeah. But you know, Holmgren got all those people to sign here because he handed out no movement clauses. So that kind of screwed him.
I mean, the Briere deal kind of killed him at the end.
Yeah.
It got us within a couple wins of a cup, though, for sure, and a lot of good playoff runs.
Yeah, it was good when it was just the back end of it, like the last like 2 years of it.
They thought they were going to win.
Yeah.
They were like win now mode. They went out for Pronger. I mean, you look at
That last
They made a run for it.
Yeah, from like 2008 to like 2012 was the time to go for it.
Well, 2011 we got swept, and then Pronger was hurt, so it was just over.
Yeah.
After that, it was getting old. Like, all right, we're trading Richards and Carter. Time to fix some shit here.
I still hate that Chris Versteeg trade.
Yeah, that kind of hamstring does losing those picks.
But we did get Gostisbehere from one of them, so I guess you can't be that mad at it.
Yeah, I want to look up
Gostisbehere though. At that point, I mean, who knows?
I want to look up the Flyers traded that pick back in the 2007 NHL entry draft.
But who did they trade it for? Right. Inside joke with Doyle. Great for the podcast and all our listeners.
The Predators selected Jonathan.
That sounded so long.
The Predators selected Jonathan Blum, who's currently playing in the KHL.
Jonathan what?
Sorry, go. No, shut up.
Is he a big pothead or something? This guy sounds a little fishy. Like,
oh, that was in the. That was the year that they picked Van Riemsdyk second.
Oh, how convenient. Why you bring that back into my life?
I really blew that one.
Oh, dude, I heard
Sam Gagne went sixth and Jake Voracek went seventh.
I read some article, obviously, went to the comments. Some dude was pretty much saying that Nolan Patrick
will be James Van Riemsdyk?
Pretty much.
Nice.
He said that this draft had no talent in it.
Oh, that's
and
true.
He wouldn't have been a top 10 pick in any of the previous drafts with Matthews or whatever. Even though other people said that he would have been top five, he probably would have went number three if he was a couple days older.
He did play three full years at the WHL level. So I could see him definitely. Yeah, he would have been top five at least.
Yeah.
In the Matthew and McDavid years, right?
Can they even name the other seven picks from the last couple years? Like that were after the first two or three?
Yeah, fucking
I just
assholes.
Can't stand people.
Yeah.
Can't have anything nice. I'm going to shit on everything.
It's all right. We'll be laughing all the way to the bank. Well, not really. Unless you buy a t-shirt, broadstreetboynet.net/shop. But we're laughing all the way to when we actually start winning games and we start developing this core.
So, 2016. The first two were Austin Matthews and Patrick Laine.
And who's three?
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Who was four?
Sounds French.
Jesse Puljujarvi.
Yeah, he would have went three.
Yeah.
Obviously would have went three.
Matt Tkachuk went sixth.
Matt Tkachuk's having a pretty
Charlie McAvoy went 14th. He's starting for the Bruins right now. He's good.
Tkachuk's starting too.
Wasn't Luc Dubois the one that was supposed to go second?
Maybe. Left winger from Canada. Oh, my God. He plays for the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles.
Better than
Screaming Eagle, of course. Or Screaming Seagull, of course, is when you dip your wiener in sand and then put it back in the grill.
Oh, my God. You're talking about hot dogs? Yeah, but it's just been Labor Day. We had a lot of hot dogs this weekend.
Call in with
your favorite Labor Day
and the Flyers
didn't
picked,
really need the definition.
Flyers picked Rubs off 22nd, so.
I made Texas Tommies on Labor Day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nice. Great.
That's why I chop the hot dog and, like, slice in the middle and stuff cheddar cheese in it. Then I wrap it back up with a piece of bacon and hold together the toothpicks on each end and grill the fuck out of them. And they taste like goddamn patriotism. And goddamn. Winning world wars. I love
goddamn
it.
Goddamn freedom.
Like every time I take a bite out of it, I just hear in the back of my head, bring the boys back home.
Just make that a Texas Tommy commercial.
Texas Tommy's at old Papsky's beer house. Okay. We got Texas Tommy's and MGD on draft. That's it.
2015, McDavid went first. Eichel went second. Third, fourth, and fifth were Strome, Marner, and Hanifin. Then Pavel Zacha, then Provorov, then Werenski. all seven of those guys are pretty good.
Okay, so he's so has, maybe, he's somewhat of a point, but he's not for the last three drafts.
So maybe in 2015, when Patrick was finishing his second year of juniors, he would have went like...
When he finished his first, because he just finished his third year last year.
Then...
Because the second one was 2016. Oh,
okay, so in his first professional year, maybe he would have went ninth.
Yeah, but he got more development and got better and went second overall in a weaker draft class.
Pound off into your hand and eat it, you dick.
He's not generational talent, bro. Like
not everyone. That's well, I don't know. We got second in the draft, but it's not like we're getting McDavid or anything. It's not even worth it, really. Might as well just trade the pick.
Yeah, we didn't get Crosby or...
We didn't get Jack Eichel. It's not like it really matters.
We didn't get, like, Bob Clark. Stupid.
Like, how many... There's, like, seven Sidney Crosbys in the league right now. We didn't get any of them. It's not even worth it.
Yeah, we didn't even get, like, you know, Phil Esposito. My dad used to watch him.
You know.
That's not Flyer fan Drew. If you don't like it, you can take it and shove it.
These are the same people who are probably like, fucking Flyers, just need to tank. Get a high pick. And then when they didn't tank, they were like, fucking Flyers, never do anything right, don't even tank, can't get a high pick. And then they get a high pick, and they're like, this is a waste of a pick, Noel Patrick stinks, should have traded him.
Yeah. Everybody's like, they're like, they're not rebuilding the right way. You have to tank and be in the bottom for multiple years to get multiple talented picks.
Or do you just
draft right?
Yeah, do you draft correctly?
Yeah. Yo, draft right. We should make remake the Dr. Dre song. I get some draft right, bitch.
I mean, it's half as much about guessing, but I feel like the Flyers could have went with Julian Gauthier and picked Rubsoff, and apparently he's lighting up the QMJHL, so like
Rubsoff?
Yeah, maybe he picked right there.
Yeah, remember like, we all thought they were going to pick the winger. We were all drinking the local beat writer Kool-Aid. How young of a podcast we were at that point in our lives.
And it's like you went with Morin, like, really high overall, and he was supposed to be that project pick, but now, like, Morin slated to be your number one defenseman, and everyone's just like, oh my God, he's huge. I can't wait till they bring him up.
Number one defenseman over Provorov, really? Or number one, like, young defenseman?
Number one young. I mean, I think Provorov's going to be your, like, defensive anchor, but Morin's going to be, like, your Chris Pronger kind of guy.
Okay, so... Even with the tattoo?
Yes, even with the tattoo.
Are you sure?
If his little tum-tum comes up...
Are you sure he's not going to be Hal Gill?
Provorov will be your team, and then hopefully...
If his tum-tum comes up, lifts your cup up, and I see that little tattoo on his side, I'll get angry, no matter how chiseled his abs are.
He's going to take his shirt off and just put it right on camera for you.
He's going to be sitting there shirtless during the meeting, getting interviewed by Pinach. Oh, wait, no, he won't, because he don't have a job anymore. By somebody else, like, I don't know, John Bork. Yeah, like, you know... So what do you think about this? He's panned down. And then Sam will look at it. Oh my God! It's
John Borg will ask him a question, and he'll be like, "Jason, oh, fuck! Why is your shirt so terrible?"
Jason Atkinson's ass is just in the background.
Yeah, remember that? Jason Atkinson, blast from the past.
Jason Atkinson's the worst.
He scored only like two goals in the playoffs, but he took a really bad
four-minute high-sticking penalty.
Everyone hates him for it.
Totally poor torpedoed guy. All the momentum.
Didn't matter. That team had no business beating the other team anyway.
Matter. The Rangers.
You're hanging in because we had enough talent to like get hot. That's it.
Because when we had Adam Hall was our fourth line center.
Right. Yeah, Adam Hall was going to win.
Speaking of which, so you said that was going to be Hal Gill. Hal Gill was very good in it for his day.
That's what I mean.
No,
I was being genuinely serious when I said Hal Gill.
I'm banking on
as him
just
younger.
A big defensive, you know, bulky dude that shuts down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm banking on Morin.
I think we have a bad taste in our mouth from Hal Gill here.
I like to sit in the press box, Gill. No, Morin and Provorov.
Except in the playoffs and then lose.
Are your Pronger and Teeman from 2010.
Eric Gustafson to the KHL.
We didn't send him there. He thought he was going to get playing
time. Yeah, he thought he was
going to
get playing
time. Teeman gets another blood clot.
Like, and then Teeman was like, oh, coach, blood clots.
He tried to come back. He's like, listen, I'm so sorry.
What's he like?
Oh, coach, my blood clots. And then Gustafson was like, I'm coming back. And we were like, we don't want you.
Yeah.
He's like, stay in the KHL.
Listen, Ronnie, I'm doing a lot of things. I don't like the way we left things, you know. I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately. I, you know, went to Russia, started a new cleanse diet, and I've been really thinking, I went back in. Like, listen, you broke my heart, you motherfucker. You didn't come here when we needed you most, and now you're leaving.
You spell your name with a K, Eric, so no.
Yeah. Gustafuckerson.
go fuck yourself.
So much for a clean cast.
Clean.
Oh, yeah, we have to do our suitable for work show,
too. You said wiener and you described sexual things.
Yeah. No, you described sexual things.
You said what a screaming seagull was. Run back the tape.
Screaming seagull.
Let's go to the tape.
We're not going to be clean tonight. I got things to talk about.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's really all the hockey stuff going on, right?
Is that really it?
No, there's plenty of.
Okay, like, what else do you got?
Vegas, hello?
The Vegas Superbook just put out their odds on every team's points this year.
Oh, right, you said that. Okay, what are
and
the Flyers
at? And they forgot to give points to, they didn't even put Vegas in the thing. Oh. It's like, we're going to list the points for all 31 teams from Vegas. I guess they forgot that there's 32 now.
They might not even have the least amount either. Watch them like somehow eke out another team. Like the Flyers. The Canucks.
Flyers were slated at 91.5, which put them at like 6th in the...
That puts them in playoff position.
The East?
No, 6th in the Atlantic Division.
Jesus Christ.
Metro? Wait, no, you need to get like 100 to get into the playoffs probably with ours.
Well, no, I
you
think
need high like mid-90s.
I hope the Rangers stink this year.
They have the Rangers they making could. The playoffs.
The Caps
And they
might...
have the Hurricanes making the playoffs.
How? Well, the Hurricanes maybe, because they were pretty good. I mean... They had
the playoff
had their
picture
runs
was Pittsburgh at like 105 or 104.
Right, that makes sense.
104.5. They had the Caps at 103.5.
I don't think they're going to be that high anymore.
I didn't think so either. The Blue Jackets at 96.5.
Maybe.
And then
depends if they quit on Tortorella.
Then you had the Rangers at 95.5 and the Hurricanes at like 93.5. And if you flip over. Did the Atlantic Division. Sorry, I meant the Metropolitan Division for us. I forgot we switched.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
The Atlantic Division was Tampa Bay 102, Montreal 100, and...
Memory off you, Doyle.
And they had a weird... I forget who the fourth team was.
Why were the Rangers so high, though?
Oh, Toronto.
Oh, that makes sense. Toronto was pretty good last
Toronto
year.
Toronto is 94.5.
Those
and then,
dudes are older now.
Ottawa and Boston not making the playoffs, and then your wild cards were the Rangers and Hurricanes.
Yes, we might make the playoffs.
I don't know why.
The Rangers, I would really think we. I'd like to make the playoffs.
The Rangers lost Stepan, but gained Shattenkirk. But their problem wasn't defense. Their problem was score.
Now everybody's, I guess, just banking on
Henrik Lundqvist is older
the
now.
Mid-30s Henrik Lundqvist to pony them to a championship.
I feel like it's not ridiculous to think the Rangers got worse even though they signed Shattenkirk.
He's in his mid-30s, but he looks like he's in his 20s.
So did they get like any like young people?
Well, they
I
got,
feel like everybody keeps talking about the Rangers are getting younger
they
while
got
still
Shattenkirk,
having a lot of talent.
They bought out Girardi. They re-signed Brendan Smith, Jesper Fast. They signed David Desharnais from the Canadiens. But they traded Stepan and Ranta. Ranta's, I mean, good backup goalie, whatever. But Derek Stepan was like a huge player on that team.
What'd they get from
I don't
him?
Remember. They traded him to the
Arizona.
Coyotes for D'Angelo in the 7th overall pick. And then they picked Elias Anderson.
The Rangers, to me, like,
so he won't play in the NHL.
They could go either
year,
way,
so.
Man. They're either going to have
I think
like,
they'll be worse.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I'm just
but.
Glad
nice.
The Islanders and Devils stink.
I don't know. I feel like they didn't lose a lot, though.
I feel like the Flyers...
I feel like Pittsburgh lost more.
Yeah, they still have such a good
core,
though.
Yeah, but, I mean, you still have Crosby.
And Matt Murray.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Crosby, Malkin, Kessel.
Murray, like, Sheehan,
I don't
Rust.
Think we will be the last
I mean, they just lost...
Division.
The biggest one was Bonino.
The Devils might be better.
This has been 6th in our division?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Like 12th or 11th overall.
Well, there's 8 teams.
I mean, 6th in the division or 6th in the conference?
6th in the division, 11th in the conference.
Yeah, so they're saying that the Hurricanes are going to finish ahead of us, which I mean, like.
And they said everyone's going to finish ahead of us, right?
The Hurricanes.
For six,
have a,
isn't there 6 people in our division?
No,
pretty
there's
good
8.
Defense corps. There's
oh, there's 8.
So
yeah,
the Islanders,
Devils and, Devils
yeah,
and Islanders.
Islanders and Devils will be behind us. The Hurricanes could surprise people this year because their young defense is finally getting really good.
Our division's like the fucking the death group of the
that is
World
true.
Cup.
It needs to be split up.
Because it's or, just like all those 3 teams are just. Got a stranglehold on the division.
What, the Caps, the Pens, and the, who else?
Caps, Pens, and Blue Jackets.
Blue Jackets. I keep forgetting. Yeah, I know they're in our thing, but I haven't, like, thought about it so long. They had the Blue Jackets. They added their Hurricanes.
Meanwhile, and, like, the Atlantic division is...
Caps.
Like, what, Florida and Tampa Bay.
Boston.
Yeah, Florida, Boston, Tampa Bay,
Ottawa. Yeah.
Buffalo.
Toronto, Buffalo. Montreal.
Stinks. Yeah. Do you see Jack Eichel hasn't signed a contract yet?
GM,
said
GM Jack Eichel?
Jack Eichel was like, I'm just going to play the whole season and see what happens. Basically, why doesn't he just give himself the terms he wants since he runs the team?
For those of you who don't know, Jack Eichel recently got, what do you guys, coach fired?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think he got like the whole upper management fired.
Like last year.
Yeah, at one point if you Googled Jack Eichel, it said he was the GM
the
of the Sabres.
The GM of the Sabres,
people were trolling.
Yeah.
You have your generational talent in Eichel, so it makes sense that you're trying to build a team around him.
Well, cool. Yeah.
It also doesn't make sense when he's the one handing out contracts that he hasn't signed his own.
But star players often dictate things. They sell tickets to the ones that are going to bring out hope in the franchise.
What if he just retired to take an office job?
The front office.
You got to win hearts and minds.
I'm going to be a GM. Going to have those three phones, work and trades and draft day.
Are all your GM experiences just from the NHLB GM mode with three phones?
Yeah, I thought it was the most realistic.
Oh, my God.
Marone.
Oh, I think anything else on this, but I think we have some more TMZ type hockey news to go over.
Oh boy.
My boy, I knew he was my boy from the start. I liked his tenacious attitude, and now I love his taste in entertainment and party favors.
And recreational drugs.
Yes.
Oh.
He loves we are men of similar ilk. But I'm not famous, so no one wants a video record me or take pictures. Razor Ray Emery, you might know him as the ousted goalie from the Ottawa Senators back in the day. Very highly talented young goalie who got pushed out of the league for his skipping practice, trying to fight teammates and coaches.
Right, then came back.
Came with the KHL, came back to the Flyers.
Did a run.
Did pretty well.
Went to the Blackhawks.
Well, he hurt his hip. Yeah. He had bone grafts on his hip. He had some weird thing where degenerating bone tissue up there. So his hip was giving problems. And he went to the Blackhawks, did a great job backing up, you said, right?
Yeah, he won a Stanley Cup that year.
18-1 or something like that backing up.
Yeah, just to back up Niemi. Was that who it was? No, not Niemi.
No, Crawford.
Crawford, right. They got rid of Niemi after that. And then he came back to the Flyers as a backup for about 2 years with Mason. And then he went on his way. And I don't know what he's been doing since, but we did find out what he's been doing.
Yeah.
So the Dirty.com, is that where this is all from?
Yeah, this story broke September 4th. And they found pictures of Ray Emery at a Holiday Inn in Saskatoon, snorting lines of coke with paid escorts, after he taught little kids at a local goalie school how to play hockey.
Hell yes!
I mean,
what a role model.
They have pictures of
him. Hey, listen, this is what he does in his private life. Someone took pictures of it. I don't think you should be hating a guy for it.
Yeah, right? It's like the fapping. So they have pictures of him naked and coked out of his mind.
Yeah.
And so the dude from the Dirty apparently sent these pictures to his wife, which, I mean, she's not going to see them. She's not going to not see them. But why do, these random people she doesn't know have to send them?
Yeah, let the dude, that's, his own personal shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, short of, he's not, I mean, yes.
And apparently, apparently he had a long-term addiction to coke and escorts, and it was a rumor why his NHL career ended so soon.
Okay. I mean, my problem with it is, yeah, what he did was, illegal, depending on, I guess, I don't know, all the local statutes of Saskatoon.
And, yeah, but you also have to be aware of your surroundings.
Right. My question is, if you're doing coke with a high-priced escort, because I'm assuming she's high-priced. I don't think Ray Emery's...
Well, you're at a Holiday Inn.
I don't think Ray Emery's going to scrape the bottom of the barrel. You go high price for escort, low price for hotel room.
You do that for so long, though, you have to start going to the lower end because you can't afford any more.
Backpage to Dirty Hooker. But anyway, why would you, put your phone away. High price escort.
He's so yacked out, he probably didn't notice.
Don't take pictures of me.
She probably was
doing lines of coke.
Maybe she was doing the fake selfie thing, like she was taking pictures
in a Holiday Inn bedroom in Saskatoon.
Ever do a thing where you fake read pictures, doing something, take a sneaky picture?
Yeah, but still. Doing that. I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, put your phone in this basket, and then I would hit the basket with my foot until the phone broke.
Never mind.
Check your phone in at the door.
I'm not even going to make a reference because I'll get yelled at. Don't hit it with a hammer and say nothing happened.
I'm certainly not going to get naked and do coke with a high-priced escort and let her keep her phone.
Okay.
If I'm famous.
I was going to say, wait a minute. What? Oh, then yeah, that little qualifier there. And let her keep her phone. I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm like, what are you, some sort of Mary or something? You don't want to do that?
She's high-priced, so she takes credit card payments,
as I said,
too.
Oh, that's always the best. You don't have to pay it off and you just feel ashamed later. Been there. Ray Emery, as always, just reinforced himself as my favorite Flyers goalie of all time. Ray Emery fucking rules.
I had no idea he loved coke so much.
I mean, he was a boxer. Anger issue. I mean, it's all coming back to me now.
That's cool, though.
It's all coming back
to
me now.
I really think these people that released the story and were trying to out him, I think you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part
especially, not even that big of a celebrity. It's not, I mean, not saying it's right to do to other people.
Yeah, no, my favorite part of the story is definitely that he does come from a kid's hockey
camp. Well, yeah, if you're just trying to air that out to, get recognition for whatever, blog or website you run, then yeah, it's pretty shitty.
And if you're teaching a kid's hockey camp, but I mean, like, that's fine. You're helping out. You're still, what he did does not erase what he did.
Yep. And he gets all.
But he's
got
a role model. Like, come on, man. Like, I hate that.
If
he was going in public and doing that shit like at a bar or whatever, and like being an asshole and fighting people, I'm like, all right, dude, he's being violent. He's being a jerk. He's just enjoying his vices in the privacy of his own home, which I bet you a lot more of their players and also executives or NHL
actually,
people.
The privacy of his Saskatoon Holiday
Hotel.
That was the home he paid for the night, so he got to stay there.
Now, my question is, do you think that, like, so he did all this coke, and he hired this high-priced escort. Do you think he was, like, just thinking up the weirdest stuff to do with her, like cover yourself in Pepto-Bismol and let's play Monopoly?
Maybe.
Yeah. How cool would that be? If she's like, remember, he was so weird.
I just really
remember, he just wanted to touch my feet as I rubbed bananas on my stomach. I don't know.
Remember Rat Race? Jersey Rat Race?
Yeah.
When they have like the bets, and it's like how much they have like over under how much money it would cost for like him to like bathe in Pepto Bismol and have like this lady shave his ass.
What? You never saw Rat Race?
I never saw the whole.
It's
thing,
like a group of eccentric billionaires.
I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I know.
And they're just they're just like on a two way window, and they're just trying to see like what they could get away with, and how, and they're like, oh, you lost, give me like $1,000, and the stripper is like, what's going on?
Yeah, guys just like jump from the ceiling from behind curtains. Who had 5,000?
I just thought what happened in Saskatoon stayed in Saskatoon.
Yeah,
well, those commercials have been wrong. So
we'll have to ask our Canadian bureau. And our reporter in the
we'll
field,
have to ask
Mike Bond,
our Canadian consulate,
ambassador to Canadian hockey.
Have you been to this Holiday Inn in Saskatoon? Can you go to the room he was in? Have they memorialized?
Can you scrape the rug for cocaine filings that have been dripping off the mirror?
This is where a naked Ray Emery wrestled with a high-priced escort after his credit card bounced.
As you can see, there's a little sweat stain still from his ass crack because he was a sweaty cokehead.
But is this all alleged? No, they caught him with a high-priced escort too and coke. So
those are pictures.
Yeah,
a picture's worth 1,000 words, and all of them say, "Uh-oh."
Uh-oh.
We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, it sucks that like he has a wife who now knows, if she didn't know before, but definitely now knows that he loves doing coke in hotel rooms.
He's probably been like lying to her for like months. They're like, no, it's like, oh, he's just great. He's helping out with the kids, and like he's been reading self-help books at night in his hotel room.
What are you gonna do after hockey camp, honey? I'm just gonna go to Chipotle. Yeah, probably get a burrito.
There's a couple. There's a new show on Netflix. I've been watching that. You know, just gonna lay down.
Probably watch season 2 of Narcos.
And it's gonna be really fun. And I'll come in the morning. I love you.
It'd be great. Love you. All right.
Just take a freaking intense shower and like do a couple lines in the morning to even himself out. That way you could function the rest of the day. Oh, he's a hero. I'll be your hero.
Goes down to the main lobby and he's just like, let's say I was looking to party, front desk guy. Wink. Where can I party? Wait, I need coke.
I don't think it's happening. You suck. You killed it. I hate you.
Where can I get snow, front desk man? And the front desk man's like, it's Canada. There's snow everywhere.
Stop hosing me. sorry, Mike Bond. I have a great like revengeance, I guess, or a little bit of like a
revengeance.
Yeah, it's like it wasn't quite revenge, but it felt like vengeful what I did. Remember that last summer how it was a lot of Tinder stories?
Yes.
When I first started doing the show 2 years ago, I started doing the Tinder thing, and like around like about the start of the Flyer season, I met a lady, and I have to talk about this on the show because it happened this summer. I just want to get it off my chest before the summer's really over for me. We hung out, watched like the Mets in the World Series, got drunk. She wasn't really feeling it, but we wound up like drunkly like making out, and like I went down on her, right? She was cute. She had a kid, but she was like a young mom. She's like 22, 23. And I was like, all right, whatever. And
hey, whatever, I'll deal with it.
Then she was like really drunk, and so was I. And then we like kind of like just passed out. And like in the morning, I was like trying to get, you know, the old morning, like, hey, we return the favor.
Yeah, what's going
and
on?
And it didn't work.
Trying to plow?
And I felt like being really distant. Kind of she was kind of blowing me, all of a sudden blowing me. And so.
Trying to plow.
I hate you. I even like went in the bathroom and like brushed my teeth with my finger that way.
I thought in frustration.
No.
What's going on in there? Leave me alone.
My hands are really dirty. I've been washing them for hours.
Leave me alone.
Almost an unforgettable by Nat King Cole. And so I left and we kind of like, she's like, yeah, whatever, not really into it. And then she drunkenly Snapchatted me this past summer.
And then that night, without even just me, like, just being a dickhead, like, oh, you stole my number. I didn't have any of her information anymore. She said Snapchat for some reason. She winds up saying, wait, did I say something wrong? Because I didn't respond to her. I said, no, I'm just drinking out with my friend. She goes, whatever, come over. Just gives me your address. Not even, like, wait for me to say yes or do you want to come over? And I was like, I was, my friend's like, I'm going home anyway. I'm like, all right, I got to do this. This is like, you know, almost 2 years in the making. And she kept
saying, she randomly hit you up?
I think I like responded to something on her story as a joke, and then that kind of
just hold on. We don't know if the end result is good yet.
And then I went to her house in Port Richmond. This is where the plot thickens, and apparently so did she. No, I was kidding. She was up in I walk in and she's in her shower, hammered. And I'm like hammered too. Got a lift over there, and
You can drown taking a shower drunk.
Yeah, but
good she thing
was like,
you went there to save her.
She's like, oh, I'm naked. I'm like, I just kept looking. I'm like, you just told me to come in the house, and you said you're in the shower, so I figured this is fine. And then she was just, you know, whatever, going along with
get
it.
Get out of here, you dirty pervert.
And then she came in or whatever, and I was like, hold on a minute. I brought a little bag of like three beers. If it goes, three beers was enough to get me through.
Oh,
a
bag of beers, excellent.
And she's like, I told you to bring beer. I was too drunk. I'm like, these are for me. Like, these are not for you. I waited till I drank two of my beers, and then like she was drying off and all that shit, and I was just sitting there like listening to music, and then I made my move, and then I did my thing and banged the crap out of her and choked the shit out of her and spanked the fuck out of her. I had a great time. So did she. This was all consensual, by the way, before you use this against me. She loved it. And I looked at her daughter's room of her new place. I'm like, oh, nice. She's moving in soon, right? And then the next morning, I did it again. And then as we were getting ready, I was getting ready to leave. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And she's like, what do you got going on? I'm like, I got a date, so I'm going to see you later. Just totally blew her off, which was the fucking guy I moved to do. Like, fuck you. But the best thing, and this is where story gets the best. As she was laying right behind me, I was bending over to tie my shoes. I ripped ass twice, right in her face. And that, my friends, is how you get it back after a girl blows you off. She waits till you like drop a few pounds, look a little better. She sees it on social media. She starts saying stuff like, "Oh, you look so good!" Like, "Oh my god!" Like, you just go, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Yeah, enjoy you and your kid. I'm out of here."
So you cut a mean part right in her face.
Yeah. And then I went out with another girl, better, who's way better looking and way cooler. And I was like, "Hey, goodbye."
You should have stole one of her kid's toys.
Oh,
mommy, where's my Raggedy Ann doll?
I shouldn't admit this part either, but I only brought two condoms, and then the second time I was like really drunk. I already went.
So
I'm not gonna. She's like, no, don't. This is all a story. This is not real. In case I'm held. She was like, no. She's like, you know, no, you don't need one. I was like, you sure? And I pulled it off. She's like, don't put it. I was like, okay, I won't. And she just looked at me. I started going closer. And she's like, oh my god, and I did it. She's like, no. She's like, do you want me to stop? She goes like, no. I was like, okay, good. Just got a little past the defense a little bit, and I'm in. And that is how we had our night. The next morning, I was like, you don't have any more cons? I was like, no. She's like, fine, just do it. And I was like, okay, good. See? So it was all consensual. Guys?
Was she on some other form of don't have a kid control?
Yeah.
Oh, she's on birth control.
Oh, that's cool. You're good.
Yeah. I pulled out. I'm not a Catholic anymore.
You never dump out. It's dangerous.
No, never.
No.
I did it once in a girl that like one of those rings and still was scary.
Never.
But she was saying how she was just.
No.
Like, she made it like so dirty. Like,
never. Okay.
It feels so good to do it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's just so dirty.
It wouldn't feel so good.
It's so risky, right?
It wouldn't feel so good because
it's like
the entire month leading up to, or the entire however much time it is, leading up to that next. Next
no
sentence
one
ender.
To run, no one
no.
to fold them.
Nah, I couldn't do it. I'd be too nervous.
Yeah,
I would get ulcers.
One time.
A lot of stress stuff. My hair would start falling out. I couldn't do it.
But it was just nice to get a little bit of revenge on this lady.
I guess. You definitely should have stole her.
It was like
toys,
it's like an epilogue, like, you know, Unsolved Mysteries update. 2 years ago, we talked about. I think I talked about it on the show. I was used like a fat chick. I was like, she got head from me and like didn't do anything back. She gave me a couple like kisses as pity. I gave it to her.
Pity kisses.
I bruised her nice pale skin with my hands.
Your breath stinks.
Had those before, but not this time. But yeah, does it think I'm going to get arrested for that?
I don't know, man.
She did say it was fine.
I mean, as long as the text messages check out, I feel like you're fine.
Oh, boy. Delete those.
I don't feel good. Come in.
Actual quote.
The police could probably go back and find deleted text. Yeah, I think you're okay.
Yeah, I've been holding that story for a while. I just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, gross.
That's what happened. That's
pretty gross.
Part of one of the many drunk nights of Drew's summer.
I like how she was like, oh, I'm in the shower. Like, oh, no, I'm in the shower.
Well, she was playing coy, dude.
Oh no, a body.
Like the whole thing with that condom. Like, you know, she got knocked up once. She's like, oh, fool me once, you know, shame on you. But the second time, she's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, don't worry, I'm not gonna. And she's like, okay, fine. And let
Jesus
it happen.
Christ.
It's like
Home Fertile Myrtle over there.
Home Alone 3.
Oh, she's so fertile. Yeah.
Home Alone 3, she tells you to come upstairs. It's just a naked cardboard cutout in the shower.
Have a holly jolly grandma.
She's wearing her grandma's clothes. Like Psycho when you spin the chair around.
Oh, God.
You never had a daughter.
But it's okay. I didn't. I mean, that's how it went, and it was fun. And
I hope she doesn't listen to this.
She won't. And if she does, you're welcome. Good luck to you. Congrats on graduating. Congratulating. Congrats on graduating college. Yeah, I'm such a freaking zilch.
Congrats on.
Damn.
Congrats on congratulating.
That's when you do it, like, with other people. And we're congratulating.
We're going to congratulate with each other. He, she, it congratulates.
More like he shit. just like that. It's such a good hockey podcast.
Oh, man.
It just goes.
You really tore it all down.
That story was very graphic.
But I figured you guys would have enjoyed it, and I think the listeners would too, because the longtime listeners know the Tinder stories. I figured
I know, but I feel like I could have gone without like the subtle nuances of that story.
But I think it adds to the depth of the story and also the realism of it, don't you think?
Like in the moment when she was like, "Nah, you don't got to," and you were like, "NATO, go to Pound Town in the fuck truck."
Yeah, and she was like, "I don't know." I was like, "Hey,
take the fuck truck to the pain train, and the pain train is going to take you."
It's like every like
to Mr. Plow.
To the something.
Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. I mean, think about it though. Like every like famous movie, like Humphrey Bogart and Frank Sinatra, like these like, you know, really like, you know, ballsy men would let go. And she's like, "Don't kiss me, Jim." He's like, "You don't want me to?"
Yeah, but
like,
the difference in Frank Sinatra's story is that there was no need for consent because women didn't have opinions.
Exactly, but actually got consent in this day and age. Thus then.
Thus then, therefore.
I win.
It's like the Chappelle show where he pulls out the consent contract. He's like, "This is the non-disclosure agreement."
What?
Just sign them all. Like Bieber. Bieber makes all his bitches sign NDAs.
Really?
Yeah, he plows them out, makes them sign the paper so they can't talk about it. Bam. Or else he sues the shit out of them.
He's smart.
Yeah, it's fucking genius. You're Justin Bieber going through skanks? Legions of skanks?
Ah, the podcast? He fucked Big J Okerson? Big J just in fishnets with his legs above his head?
This is weird, man.
If I ever meet him, it's going to be really awkward if he ever finds out I said that.
We invited him to the first PodFest, right? Never responded.
Did we?
Big J Okerson, yeah.
Oh, what fucking balls we had. What idiots.
Well, he was
we
in town.
Big J.
Yeah, he was about to say, do you really expect him to?
No,
well,
he was.
He was in town doing stand-up at Helium or whichever one was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's silly. Anyway.
And we had a shot. You know, the answer's always no unless you ask.
Well.
That's one way to look at it.
Which is very poignant to the story we just heard.
Yeah, so that's then bringing it all back around to
because
town.
Drew didn't even ask. He was just told.
Guys, you know what time it is?
Shibadoo bop bop tweet of the week. Yeah.
It's tweet of the week, everybody. The time of the week where you, the listener, you, the person who doesn't even know our show exists, tweet something we find funny, cool, interesting, or it makes us chortle. And that's what we read to you and say thank you for your wonderful tweet. And Jeff, what's tweet of the week?
This tweet of the week comes from John Bork.
Oh, he's a fan of the. No.
And
nice.
No. He tweeted.
He's a great dress, no.
No.
He tweeted, "The Edmonton Oilers are opening a new 18,000-seat arena this season without a single parking spot for fans." Nice.
So he was trying to make fun of them, saying, like, what the hell's going on? Why don't you guys have a parking spot?
Yeah. You may think, oh, that's weird. Why would John Boric tweet about this Oilers stadium that opened a year ago?
He didn't look at the date of the article?
No, he didn't read the article. Stupid ass just read the headline and then was like, "This is outrageous."
Oh, he did.
This is preposterous.
So much the same way Timmy P was a terrible reporter and all Flyers Twitter is the worst.
So
Boric only reads headlines.
He's like your very politically savvy, a.k.a. put that in quotes, cousin on Facebook who just posts things to read the headline, not actually reading the article.
Exactly.
Or quotes.
Yeah, so Boric basically just read the headline. I don't even think managed to look at the article because all the comments that followed that tweet were like, "This is from 2016." So I don't even think he bothered
to
click into the article.
Late, John Boric.
But good news, guys. That is the quality of reporter that's going to be covering the team this year for CSU.
So, just our reason to jump on the Broad Street Bully podcast bandwagon while you can get it. And that was this week's
Tweet of the Week. Yeah!
That got way more praise than it deserves, but John Bork, this one's also for your tweet. You suck, pussy. All right, anyway.
Probably put more time into buying mismatching shirts and ties than he did researching for his tweets.
He shops at Croft and Barrow, Cole section.
If you're going to get a purple shirt, why not get this? No, green and pink.
Looks like a watermelon.
Green.
Or a Barney. Yeah,
bright yellow and brown. Give me them.
You really don't like his shirt choices.
No, his whole suit choices.
Well, no one does, but you really just...
Who dresses him?
You were really up. Oh,
the
this is also
colorblind.
This is our last podcast where the Eagles start, huh? The birds.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was listening to 97.5.
Why do you guys listen to that crap?
Well, because it was on the radio and WMR was in commercials and they were doing their like Eagles.
I don't know why you listen to 97.5.
Well, so anyway, they had people call in and like they were matching up what they thought the Eagle season was going to be compared to whatever the host was at the time thought the season was going to be. So the host, whoever's hosting the radio show, said they were going to be 9-7, 9-6, something like that.
9-7.
Eight, the one guy I was listening to was like, yeah, very easily 11-5, maybe 12-4. And I was just like, what is happening?
A lot of things would have to go right for that to happen. I'm not saying it's totally impossible, but it's pretty damn not likely.
No, he was like, the guy who called in was like, Cowboys twice, Eagles can beat them both times. Giants twice, Eagles can beat them both times. Like,
they could, but division games you can never predict.
Oh, I know, but like this guy was just so sure that like
I'm not getting mad at you. I'm just responding to his.
No, they were like he had like the Eagles losing to like the Seahawks, but they beat the Broncos.
Well, the Broncos are more beatable than the Seahawks in my
opinion. Maybe they had him beating the Raiders.
Broncos got a great defense.
Maybe beating the Raiders on Christmas. I think was that
Raiders are pretty good. And Derek Carr.
Yeah, so I don't know, but like I was just like wow. So
9-7.
We're gonna go 11-5, and we're Super Bowl bound.
Yeah, don't forget to set your fantasy football lineups this morning, guys, where you're listening, because football kicks off tonight.
Oh, you know what I read yesterday too? In the vein of football, since they're canceling the Week 1 game in Miami,
yeah,
they're thinking about moving it.
Well,
Week 11.
I think they have to because fantasy football is like freaking out.
Yeah, because it's gonna change everything.
It's gonna mess up the whole week.
There's a lot of money involved.
Yeah. Though. So I was reading, like, they're going to try to find a neutral site. Like, I think Lincoln Financial Field's in the running for neutral sites.
Oh, good. Tear up our field. Well, they're not playing there until 24th versus the Giants. Yeah. I'll be there. Home opener. Look out for me. I'll be slouching over eating hot dogs and drinking copious amounts of beer like Babe Ruth, except minus the home runs.
But I like how fantasy football has so much importance placed on it.
Well, think about it, though. It's like it's betting.
Oh,
like,
I know. But
not,
still,
not just,
I
like,
just
not like our stupid leagues we do. Like I'm talking to people that do like those DraftKings and those daily football.
Oh, yeah.
Those things people have money invested in already. Yeah. So that's why it really messes it up. And it's just, like week one, people have been playing their week one lineups for weeks now.
I know. It's just wild that they were like, oh, because of fantasy football, we'll probably just play the game on a neutral site.
Oh, I do have a Dolphins player on my team, too. This does piss me off. Hey, it's
yeah, well, because they were saying.
Do you have Jarvis Landry?
I got what's the other receiver's name?
Kenny Stills.
I think I have another one.
Well, because they were saying they were going to do it like in the middle of the season, but then that gives those two teams like no bye week at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they skip
this week,
they'd be playing 16 straight games.
Haha. Maybe you don't live in a place where hurricanes. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait. Bucks Dolphins. ESPN. Bucks Dolphins postponed due to Hurricane Irma. Team set to play week 11.
That's what I said.
Bam. So, no, they just didn't even bother to.
Yeah.
Put it on for a third party or a third.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
What they should have done was put it at a neutral site and then let, I guess, whoever bought tickets for the game from like wherever the game was supposed to be played, like either refund them or somehow make
it at, like if
and
they
then
did it.
Have whoever's around this area that actually wants to go to the game. Buy tickets, and then all the money goes to all the hurricane relief that they're going to need down.
Well, the NFL,
pish posh, we're going to make money off this, Doyle.
The NFL would never do it, but they should refund all the tickets and then just let the, like, try to sell tickets for the neutral site, but then just give them away. Just maybe. So people show up and they at least make money on concessions, you know?
Or maybe they should just go, take it and shove it.
But, damn, an appearance from not Drew Flyer fan.
I said not Flyer fan, Drew Rowley. I was like,
yeah, you aren't a Flyers fan.
Yes, I am.
But no, the NFL refuses to lose any money. So
I messed up.
Anyway, that's all I've got to say about that.
Thanks, Forrest Gump.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to the Eagles starting. We got the Washington Redskins this weekend.
Holy camoly!
The Washington offensive names, yes.
The Washington.
Did you see Lane Johnson's Players Tribune article that he wrote?
No, what did he say? What did he say?
That was what I was telling you. Like, he is stone cold. Where like he's like he said all this like cool stuff like about just Philly fans and everything, but then he got down to like, when it comes around to week one, we're going into Washington to whoop some ass.
That's what he said?
Yeah, in the article.
Give me a hell yeah if you're down with Lane Johnson.
You got to – I'm going to see if I can find the video.
Is there a video of him saying it?
No, there's a video afterwards because one of the – I think it's on CSN Philly somewhere in like the 700 level. There, one of the Redskins like responded to him on Twitter or something, like said, we don't need like performance-enhancing drugs for whatever to win. And then they questioned Lane Johnson about, like, the response, and he was, like, saying something about, like, it's like, this is what this is about. And frankly, I don't give a damn. He just sounds exactly like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Yeah.
What? Comes out, and they can't wait to come out in the stadium, like, all middle fingers in the air at the next field.
Yeah, calling out for beers for the sideline.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's – oh, no, it's on CSN Mid-Atlantic. August 25th, 2017. There's there's a video. There you go. So if you can
– pull it
one
up.
One of you find that.
CSN Mid-Atlantic, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, aren't they going to – before
just,
the fire season
if you Google
start...
Lane Johnson, CSN Mid-Atlantic, Redskins, whatever, it'll probably pop up.
So that's the Washington Redskins one. Do we talk about how they're going to change CSN Philly to NBC's Philadelphia Sports or something along those lines? NBC Sports Philadelphia?
Yeah, rebranding everything.
Yeah, they're going to make it that. Anyway. Cool. Find the video yet?
Is it the Twitter one, Doyle?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I think I have it. Mark Farzetta, courtesy of him. Oh, there's so many ads. Hold on. CSN freaking stinks. You mute your ass. Time for the doctor. Mute your ass. Stop. Why is it playing in two different sections of the website?
I don't know. I'm impressed right now with your webmastering, though. It's real good.
First off, have you heard his quotes? Not really. I mean, it's all in good fun. I mean,
yeah, it does sound like
Stone
Cold.
Person, and so I hope, you know, we're going to go there to play, and I hope they come are ready for us to come down there. So it's going to be a good game.
When you wrote it, did you feel like you'd probably get some kind of response from them?
I mean, yeah, but hey, I mean, it's the mentality here. I mean, who wants to be soft with a division opponent? Has that ever been the mentality here? No, nobody likes the Cowboys. Nobody likes the Redskins. I really don't give a damn. So there you have it.
Were you trying to set a tone for this team by saying that?
I mean, really, I mean, hey, if a few words can get this team riled up, hey, it's not hurting anybody. I mean, all it is words, so, I mean, take it out on me. I don't care, but if it makes other people play better, hey, I'm down for it.
He's a more mild-mannered Stone Cold.
And he, is the worst oh, my God.
Scenario, given the circumstances.
Oh, my. There you go. Remember that webmastering comment you made?
Zilch. I should have held back. But I didn't.
Should Jeff have held back?
More next week.
Where did you get those sounds from, really? Did they come with like the soundboard, or did you download them?
Did
you actively search them out?
YouTube.
They came with GarageBand.
A couple of them came with GarageBand. YouTube.
That's good. Yeah. As long as they're stock ones and you didn't have to actively search for them.
Yeah, I actually went and downloaded.
Laser
a royalty,
sounds and
a
bells.
Free like sound effects. I remember got a torn of that back in the day. That's why I had a bunch of like old stuff from my old podcast ventures back in the day. That's fine. So anyway, guys, anything else for this week on the Broad Street Boy podcast? I think we done did the doodliest.
Are we closing out with Steely Dan?
Absolutely, guys. Walter Becker
is dead.
I think, Doyle, do you have a request for a song, or can I just want to let me roll with it?
My request has been Black Owl all day. All
right, well, I guess we'll go with Doyle wants, because what Doyle wants, Doyle gets.
True artiste.
Especially insulin. All right, anyway, guys. I want to thank you guys for listening this week at Broad Street Boy Podcast. We had a great time with you. Enjoy the rest of your football start of the weekend if you're a football fan. If not, we'll be back next week with updates. Next time you'll hear from us, we'll be giving you guys stuff about the Flyers rookie game with the Islanders. We'll see you guys there on the 13th. If you're going to be there at Wells Fargo Center,
mountain buy us beers.
Yeah, buy us some goddamn beers.
Yeah.
You made him miss the post.
It's okay.
We don't work for free. You want this top-notch talent, you got to fuel us.
Should I restart it and hit the post?
You want to?
No.
You were talking really fast, so I thought you were trying to hit the post.
I thought
Jeff,
about it.
Jeff,
but it's okay.
Ruined it.
Oh, my God.
Jeff ruins most things. That's what happens.
That's what my parents said, too.
Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe on iTunes, all that shit. Thank you.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
Ed Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.